The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London, and the police reveal more details about these London Bridge terrorists. Adam.
Yeah, now we know who they are. I mean, I don't suppose it helps terribly. It actually hopefully helps the intelligence services, but a Moroccan-Italian, Youssef Zagba, a Moroccan-Libyan, Rashid Redouane, neither of them were known to intelligence agencies. But the Pakistan-born Khurram Butt, he was investigated by Scotland Yard and MI5 2 years ago. He even appeared in a TV documentary last year here called The Jihadis Next Door. There had been complaints about him trying to radicalize children and what he'd said in a mosque and so forth. But it appears, for whatever reason, he slipped through the net. To be fair to the police as well, there's a very good comment from actually a former head of counterterrorism saying the police are spinning a lot of plates, but at the same time,
that's a good point.
The question gets asked.
It's too much. It's too much for
them. They also found Molotov cocktails in the van. That's very old school, isn't it?
But absolutely.
As we know, they're all changing their tactics all the time.
How can people be missing? I don't understand that. If they're dead, they'd be easy to find. How are people still missing? We've got an Australian woman missing.
Indeed. It is the Australian nanny, Sarah Zelenak. It is a concern, of course. I guess in some cases, I mean, this happens in all sorts of walks of life. If they can't find the relatives or can't track down the relatives immediately, they delay naming them, even if they feel they know.
So basically you're saying you think she's most probably dead?
That appears to be putting two and two together. Unfortunately... I mean, it's a very uncomfortable two and two. There are actually more people missing than there are confirmed dead, in which case, there may be still some hope. Except, for instance, here's one thing they think with a Frenchman called Xavier Thomas, who they think may have been run over on London Bridge and then fell into the River Thames, or effectively... was pushed into the River Thames by the van. If that happened, of course, then they have to then start trawling the river and hoping the tide is in the right direction and all that. But it's a very uncomfortable thing, of course. But
well
there are several people still missing.
Well explained, Adam. Well explained.